Okay. Today is Daf Hey of Masechet Menachot. Well, on Daf Hey, actually. One of, for top line of Daf Hey. And we'll learn today's shir for Rafua Shleima for Hizana Basi Bas Rachel Devorah. Top line, Meisvei. What are we doing there? Yesterday we said that Rav said, right, that Asham Mitzora, what did Rav say yesterday? That an Asham Mitzora and an Asham Nazir that are shechted Shelo Lishma are puzzle, just like a Omer. Right? Just like an Omer shechted is brought Shelo Lishma is no good, so too an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzora. Now we're going to prove Rav wrong. Meisvei, Asham Mitzora and Asham Mitzora, Shenechtat Shelo Lishma. Or Shelo Nitein Midamo Agabe Bahonos, or the Kohen didn't put the blood on the Mitzorah's big toes and thumbs. Hareze Ola Lagabe Mizbeach, it goes up on the Mizbeach, Utaun Nisachim, and it requires Nisachim, but Mitzorah Asham Acher Lahakshiro. But you need another Asham to fulfill your Mitzvah. What do you see from here? It's not possible. Tiyufta de Rav, it's Tiyufta Rav. Look at the second Tosfos, Tiyufta. Having what to Lameimar, Rav Tanahu Upolig, Kedamar Vakana Duchti. We could have said that Rav is a Tana, and therefore we can argue on this Brisa, like we say in many places. So, but Tosfos doesn't say why we didn't say that. So we could have said that, but we didn't. What do we say? Rav can't be correct. Right, so, now he's going to show what Tosfos means to tell us. Why do you say that? Could have said, you could have gotten out of it. You could say Rav is a Tana. We didn't do that. Why not? I don't know. Tosfos doesn't say. Right? Every time. What? Yes, and then he says the machloke. Rav is a status of a Tana. He can say whatever he wants. I know. So Tosfos says, why didn't the Gemara say Rav could argue? I don't even answer. I don't know. Okay. Now, by the way, that's shita number one. Shita number one was Rav. That what? That a minchas ha'omer is puzzle. The brot shel lishma is puzzle. Okay? For sure, minlakish omer, minchas ha'omer shekomes to shel lishma is kshira. If an omer is brought shel lishma, it's kosher. Right? However, now what's a minchas ha'omer is like any mincha? You do kamitza on part of it, and the rest of it the kohanim can eat. So here, if you do the Omer Shelo Lishma, it's kosher. However, the Shireha Ein Echalin Ad Shetaviyah Minchas Omer Acher. It's not going to become. You can't eat the Shirayim until you bring another Omer Vitati Rena, and that will be Matir, the Omer of Matir the Chada. Okay, so that's a. Because we're going to have at the end of the daf a third Shita from Rava. So this is the second shita of Rosh Lakash. We're going to get almost all there, the shita. Okay? Got that? You brought one, but you have, it's fine, but you have to bring a second one. Right, in the Chedavah, it's a good point. Now, excellent point. Now, Mekarev, hey, now, ask the Gemara like this. The Gemara says, V'tatirena, right? What does V'tatirena mean? No, well, how does the article say Tati Rena? Rena is a mutter. Rena is what mutter? Mutkita, of the Omer. Okay. However, the Omer does another thing. Besides rendering the Omer itself mutter for consumption, it also is Matir Chadash all over, at least to Shur Eretz Yisrael. So which Omer Matir is the Chadash? The first one or the second one? Right? Which one matches the chadah? The first one or that? Rosh Lakish said the first one's good, just bring another one. So take you 3 hours now to bring another one. So those bring the Kadesh chadash turn those 3 hours? The Gemara assumes you can't. You can't. You got to wait for the second one. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Mikrav hechi krova. How could you bring this home? Mimashke Yisrael. We have a din. It is a pasuk in Yechezkel, which means min hamutter li Yisrael. The only thing that you're allowed to bring on the Mizbeah are things that are mutter to eat. There's no ether now. Dam is brought on the mitzvah. Chel is brought, true. But the animal comes in. So you can't bring a carbon, a omer on the mitzvah, which no one can eat that? How's that possible? That's the Gemara's question. How can you bring an omer that you can't eat? Why? Because it's shalom l'shma, so I gotta wait 3 hours till you bring the second omer. That's impossible. How can we bring a carbon that nobody... Because you offered it, but you didn't lose shalom l'shma. So the question is, what did Rosh Lakish say? It's fine. We have to bring another one. It's not going to be fine. Well, you did it already. You did it already. It was great. Thank you, Shkoyach, for doing the own. By the way, I did shalom l'shma. All right, don't worry about it. Rosh Lakish said it's fine. Oh, I have to bring another one, but it's fine. How can that be fine? How can that be fine? Can't eat, no one can eat now. That's the Gemara's question. We're going to spend the whole day on this question. So if you don't understand the question now, we'll get something to get harder. Okay? Yeah. By the way, don't ask me, I'm not saying this. The Rashba says, don't ask me, well then how could you ever bring it home? Even if you do it right. What? It's from Kadosh. So the answer is that the heter and the heter and the carbon born ke'echad. The barn ke'echad. It's one at one shot, the chadash becomes mutter. When you here, the problem is you didn't shalom shema, so it's no good. So the Shlomo said it's good. Now, what does that mean? It's good. I don't know what that means because you have to bring another one, right? So whatever it means by good, yeah, bring another one, right? So the question is, how could the first one be considered good? No one's allowed to eat it now. No one can eat it.
What?
Well, that's what he said. What? It's good. Exactly. It's good for nothing. What does it mean? It's good. What does it mean? Kosher. So we're talking about minchas ha'omer that comes to shlosh makshira. It's kosher. V'shireha einachal and not shirah mincha omer acharis v'tirena. You can't eat another one. You can't eat a shirai until you bring another one. So Gemara says, so mikra pechi kreva. How could this be good? V'mashki Yisrael. V'namutu li Yisrael. It has to be things that are edible. It's not edible yet. Omer avad de barava. The answer is going to be harder than the question. Shavar Rish Lakish, ein mechusar zman li bo b'yom. There's no issue of mechusar zman if it's going to be brought later in the day. In other words, it's the second day of Pesach. So 9 o'clock in the morning, there are a lot of reasons, right? They might have brought the Omer. Great, what a great job this year. Coincidence, by the way, I forgot I didn't have a shema. Forgot? You know what? Don't worry about it. We have to bring another one. Yeah, what's the with the Omer? No, it's no problem. Because what's the issue? This is Mechus Hasman. I can't eat the Chadash because I didn't bring the Omer yet. If I did that, then how can I even bring the Omer to begin with? No one's allowed to eat Chadash. The answer is don't worry about that. Why? Because there's no Mechus Hasman if it's going to be brought later in the day. Since it's going to be brought later in the day, 2 hours later, it's not a Zman problem. It's not a Zman problem. Okay? We're going to get to outside later. One second. Do you hear his answer? That's his answer. There's no... That, by the way, that's exactly the reason that the author called us the whole second day.
That's right.
They wanted the problem.
Right.
However, we're not talking about those times. We're talking about now. We're talking about the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Right.
That
was done by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. If not even after the second Beis HaMikdash. So that... But anyway, Rosh Lakish didn't say something similar. But the point is, at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, don't worry about the Mechus Hasman issue, because if it's going to be brought later in the day, it's not a problem. That's a huge chiddush. Huge chiddush. And the Gemara is going to ask 20, questions on that principle. The Gemara is going to ask 20 questions on this principle. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hoel Tzitz. The Hayom, you see the Rashi there? It's right above where we are. Hoel Tzitz. The Hayom Tehe Muteres Li Yisrael. Achar Shetikrav Minchas HaOmer Acheres. This is going to become mutter. After you bring a second Omer, v'lo mechus rizman hi legavoa. That's not considered chud mechus rizman tashem. Okay? Now, the Rashba asks, wait a minute, the reason why the chadash can't be eaten has nothing to do with zman. It's not mechus rizman. That's not why the Omer is no good. The reason why it's no good is because you didn't have the shema. You blew the shema. You didn't blow the zman. You did it the right day. So what kind of answer is that, right? What? That's the answer. The answer, no, the answer is that at the end of the day, at the end of that day, at the end of the second day of Pesach, the Chodesh is going to be mutter even without the Omer. So what do you see? What do you see from that? Right? What do you see from here? That the only issue is man. That the only issue is man. Okay, good. Now, Masav Rav Ada Bar Ava. Masav Rav Ada Bar Yered Rav Yitzchak. Now, we have a brisa, a statement that says as follows. We're going to ask a lot of questions on this principle. Here's the first one. Yesh ba'ofos she'en b'menachos. Certain things have by bird kavanos that don't exist by menachos. Yesh menachos she'en ba'ofos. Some things exist by menachos, not by ofos. Like what? Yesh ba'ofos, certain things ba'ofos, she'ofos, ba'in, b'nidbas, shnayim. Number one, two people can bring a bird. The partners, two people can't bring a mincha. Number two, skip the parentheses. Number two, mechusrei kapara. People that are mechusrei kapara. The parentheses tell you who they are. Zava, the letters from the Torah. They're allowed to bring birds. Mechusrei kapara never brings a mincha. Number three, behutru miklala miklal isurin bakodesh. There's such a thing by a bird, which would be usher everywhere else, and it's only mutter in Beit HaMikdash, which is called Malika. If you do Malika on Central Avenue, you're not allowed to eat that bird. You do Malika in the butcher shop, you can't. In the Beit HaMikdash, you can. Not only can you, it's the only way you can do it. Right? So it's yesh, mutter, mechlal, yisur, bekodesh. It's mutter, which is normally usher. In the Kodesh, it's mutter, normally it's usher. What? No. But what? Why do kmitz in my kitchen? What's the isser? I can pick flour and make a shear like that. What's the isser? No isser. But if I do malika in my kitchen, I can't eat that. I trace it. Right? Masha ain't came in menachos. None of that applies to menachos. Now the yesher menachos, there are certain things by menachos. Number one, that doesn't apply by birds. Number one, shah menachos to unos kli. Menachos has to be in a kli. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Kli. See, that's Kli. What? It's a little down where we are. Menachos Tu'unos Kli. See what Rashi says? Pirish. Shtelechem. Beperik Shtelechem. Ofos Ein Tu'unin Kli. Ofos don't require a Kli. Sharei Mili Kasan Bitsiporin. Because the Malik is done with your fingernail. There's no knife. Look at Tosos. Look at the third Tosos. Vim Tomar. Rashi says that the Kli is the knife. I never would have said that in a million years. That mincha requires a kli, and a bird doesn't require a kli. That's a knife. There's no knife by mincha either. So Tosfos says, "Vin toma adarava zuhi kula l'gabi ofos." That's a kula by birds. Dibayim malika the atmo shel kohen. You use the actual finger of the kohen. V'yesh lomar the bekedusha ayri shetarach l'kadosh because the shoris baksha ekein bovos. No, you need a kli to put the flour into, and by a bird there's no kli. Right? So, what? His question is, what do you mean that by a mincha you require a kli? Meaning mincha is greater than opus? Just the opposite. Opus is that. Oh, Rashi's talking about. Rashi needs a headset. Rashi has to kli tonight. I wonder why Rashi said that. Anyway, number three, number two, tenufa, it requires waving. Birds are not waved. Number three, hagasha, it's a special chiyuv to walk around with the mincha. Hagasha means to draw near, to walk around, draw near on the ramp and on the mizbeach before you do the kmita. And before the yeshva b'tzibur kibiyachid, such a thing as a tzibur mincha. There's no such thing as a tzibur bird. No such thing. Masha'en came ba'ofos. None of those things apply by bird. Now, v'im itza, if it's true that what that there's no such issue of mechusar zman, then menachos nami mishkachas lo. I have another case of menachos, the hutru mechlali sur bekodesh. That something that's mutter in the Beit HaMikdash would never be mutter privately, like malika. Malika is mutter in the Beit HaMikdash; it's never mutter otherwise. I found you another case by mincha, which mutter in the Beit HaMikdash; it's never mutter otherwise. Well, my niyu, what's that? Mincha sa omer. The mincha sa omer. The mincha of the mincha sa omer can be brought at a time where I can't eat the chazash, and it's not a problem. I found you another case. If you hold this whole thing, that what? That mechuzas man is not a problem. So the Gemara answers, kivon de'ein mechusas man libo bayom. One second. Where am I up to here? Kivon de'ein mechusas man libo bayom. Since there's no mechusas man, lavisuru, it's not usher. It's not even usher. Right? We used to, Malik is usher in my house. Just in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not. You're trying to tell me that Minchas Omer is a case of itzer, but in the Beis Hamikdash, it's mutter? It's not a case of itzer. Not usher. Since, circuit logic, since mechusas man is not a problem, therefore it's not usher. Therefore it's not usher, then the chadash is going to be mutter, and you didn't find me a case where something is mutter in the Beis Hamikdash, usher everywhere else. Next question. Masav Rav Sheshes. So this is not just the opposite. It's not the opposite. It's not us. Now, Masav Rav Sheshes. Hiktim matan shemen lamatan dam. This is what we're talking about now in Torah. So the Masorah has to go through a whole procedure. So the first thing the Masorah has to do in this parsha is the dam comes before the shemen. Right? Is oil put in him, and dam
comes first. What if he did the shemen first?
Hiktim matan shemen lamatan dam. What if he did the shemen first before the dam? So the Mishnah says, the Brisa here, Rav Sheshes, yimaledu shemen, fill up the jug of oil, v'yachzar v'yitin shemen achar matan dam. Do the dam again, then do the shemen afterwards. Okay? Matan bahonos lamatan sheva. If you do the applications of the toes before sprinkling seven times on the parochet, yemalenu, not the parochet, the seven times on the where the mizbeach hapnimi. What? Yeah, on the kineged. No, I was right. Toward the parochet kineged hakodesh kedoshim. So you did the behonos first. It's not supposed to be first. So it was again yemalenu shemen. Fill up the oil. V'yachzer v'yitei matan daman behonos achar matan zayin. Do the behonos after you do the seven. Good? V'yamar te'en v'chuzes man l'bo bayom. But if you tell me that doing something out of order, doing something at the wrong time is no big deal, then amay yachzer v'yitei by daman daman. Why don't I do it over? I did it already. Right? What do I have to do it over for? I did it already. So it's the wrong thing. It's a big deal. It's going to become good later. Right? Oh, Rav Papa went to Marcel Shear, and he said, Shiny Hilchas Metzorah. Hilchas Metzorah is different. Dichshiv v'hu Havaya. Because it says Havaya. Havaya implies it must be done in order. Amar Kakasov, Dos, Tiye, Torah, Tamatzorah, Tihiye, Bahavyasa Tehe. It has to be done in order. That would have been an excellent question. The problem is, it's an exception by Metzorah. It has to be done in order. Gemara to answer that question. The Gemara to answer that question. Master Rav Papa, before we get to that one, here is ready. Master Rav Papa, Rav Papa asked another question. By a Metzorah, there's a requirement that a Metzorah brings a Asham before the Chatas. Okay? He brings an Asham before the Chatas. So Amar Rav Papa, Master Rav Papa, take them Chatas ala Asham. What if he brought the Chatas first? He did it wrong. He put the chatas first. So lo yehi acha memaris bedama. Don't have somebody else keep on stirring that blood so it doesn't congeal. And then bring the asham. Ella tavat surasa. Let it change its form, meaning let it just go to rot. Betesi lebeis hasrifa and bring it out to the base of it's garbage. Garbage has to be garbage. Why you did it out of order, right? Now, if Rav Azar bar Rav is correct, the ein mechus is man libo bayom, why do you have to do that to the chatas? Right? It's going to be good anyway, right? Even though it's brought after, it's going to be good later, and it's all going to be good. No, in the same question, why do we care that he did it out of order? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, am I composing for Papa? What kind of question is this? For a Papa who to Amar Shani Hilchus Metzorah, exceeding one higher. Didn't Rav Papa just say a minute ago that it has to be in order? What kind of question is this? Right? Ella, Amar Ella Rav Papa Hachi Kakashli.
Now here's the question. Ema maybe Hani Mili. That's only true.
What's only true?
It's only true that Mitzvah has to be done in order. Hani Mili Avoda. That's only if it's an Avoda. Shchita Lav Avodahi. Shchita not an Avoda.
Why is Shchita not an Avoda?
Oh, that's what Rashi says.
See the long toss of Shchita? We're going to do the whole toss. Says he gives three other reasons. 1 minute.
Shchita Lav Avoda. Shchita not an Avoda. Right?
Therefore, my question was on the Shchita.
Shchita's not an Avoda anyway. The E'en Mechus is finally Boba Yom. If this man doesn't make a difference, then Yehiyacham Amaris Pidama Lekar of Asher, Vadalekar of Chata.
Let somebody sprint, let somebody keep on stirring it, and they bring the Asher anyway. So what's the big deal?
So the Gemara is going to give a whole different answer. The Gemara is going to give a whole different answer, which is what you said. Okay? Now, there's a difference. The point is, what? So that's the Gemara doesn't assume like that. The Gemara assumes that they're comparable. Yeah. Now, look at Rashi at the bottom, the second to last line. Hani mili, you see the Rashi second to last line? Hani mili diksiv havaya v'avoda. That's true, by the Mitzvah has to be in order, it says havaya v'avoda. Avo shchita lav avodahi. Shchita is not avoda, dak sher bizar. It's kosher by a zar. That's what Marcel said. Tosfos says that's the reason why avoda is kosher by a zar. Tosfos says it's the exact opposite. Since a zork can do a voda, a shchita, that's a riot, not a voda. It's the exact opposite. Tosfos says it's the exact opposite. Tosfos gives three other reasons why a shchita is not an avoda. Reason number one, I'll say it outside to save time. Reason number one, he says, how can it be an avoda if you can do it in anywhere? Shchita is the way to matter meat. How could that be an avoda? Very interesting reason. A logical reason. How could it be an avoda if that's how you eat meat? You go to any butcher shop in the world, they're doing shchita. How could that be an avoda? Right? Also, you'll look at that one answer inside. He says it's, I don't know, 10 lines down. It says, Harav Yitzchak Merolin. See, the re-Merolin. See it? He says, Mefarish, lav avoda hi. That can't be an avoda. Lepi sheshava b'chulin, u'b'kachim. Same thing you do by chulin. There's no zrika by chulin. Im Cain, lo mitam avoda tziva hamakom shchita. That's not why the Torah requires shchita. Not because it's an avoda, but because that's the first step to any meat. Very interesting reason. Right? Rashi says a zar. So Tosfos, in those 10 lines, Tosfos says Rashi has it backwards. The reason why a zar can do shchita, the reason why it's not an avoda, it's not because a zar could do it. Since a zar could do it, it's not an avoda. He says it backwards. What? Right. 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 But that's not an avoda. Second reason he gives, a whole long reason over here, he says, we had a whole Gemara about if you're standing in one spot and you stick your hand and do the Kabbalah. And we had all that, you have to be in the tzafon. You're standing here, you stick your thing over there, you're doing Zerika here, but you're standing over there. So Tosfos says in every single one of those cases it was no good, except for the Shechita. The Shechita, you can stay wherever you want, see, from there it's not an avoda. Well, right. That's the second. See, it's not an avoda. Kabbalah, Zrika, Halacha, you have to be in the same spot. You can't be standing here with a long hand. You're thinking, none of that works. Except by Shechita, it does work. And the third answer he gives, we had a similar type of story. If you're suspended in midair, right, we had the Gemara. If you're suspended in midair, you do the avodas, none of it works. Except for Shechita, it does work. If you're suspended and doing the Shechita, it does. How can that work? You're not on the ground. You're not on the Makom HaKodesh. The answer is, it's not an avoda. Those are three answers why it's not an avoda. Interesting. Yeah. That's what we said. A malika can't be done by a zar. Right. So yes, the four parallel the four, but not 100%. So we're going to give a different answer to explain why Rish Lakish said that if you bring an omer shalolishma. It's kosher, but you have to bring another one. So we ask, why is it kosher? You can't eat yet, chadash. So why is it kosher? So the Gemara is going to give a new answer now, which is a combination of what Mati and Rashi was saying the whole time. Ella, Amar of Papa, Hainu Taimah de Rish Lakish. Here's Rish Lakish just pshat. Dikasabar, because he holds, Heir Mizrach Mafir.
the sun rising on the second day of Pesach, that already is matzah. That already is matzah. The fact that Yevira covered Omer, that's very lovely, and that's very special. But the day itself is matzah. Now, look at Rashi. The Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish to Amri Tavayu, Afilu b'zman she'beit ha-mikdash kayam, even when the temple was standing, Heir Mizrach matzah. The day itself was matzah. Therefore, you bring a carbon shalom shema, that doesn't make a difference. You know why? You have to bring another one, 100%. You have to do the carbon right. You did a shalom shema, you got to bring another one. But it works. Why does it work? Why not work? You had a kasha, yeah, but it's not edible. No, the whole the day matzah is the kasha. That's a carbon. It's the, even when the temple was there. And I have to ask the question, why did it make it zero? Why did they make it zero? Maybe they made it zero because people were late. I don't know why they made it zero now. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we're going to do the Rashi in a second. It's the last Rashi on the page. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, maybe Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who we made the zero on, didn't hold like this. The first Rashi. So Rashi says, El Tarmad Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Kumta Niktar, that the Komet can be, yes, burnt, even though it's Shol Shema, Chasara, because he holds, Heir Mizrach, the Yudvav Benitzan, Matir HaChadosh. So just the day, the sun rising, is Matir HaChadosh. That's all you need. Dichtiv, because it says, this is in Parashat Emor, Ad Etem, until that very day, Umatar Gaminon, and the uncle is there, says, Ad Bichron. Ubichron, Hainu, Beriyat Hayom. The word Bichron means sun rising. The only thing for it is sun to rise. Dichtiv, like it says, Tarshish, listen to this Rashi, Tarshish, Shoham, the Yashvei, right?
Stones on the ocean.
Umatar Gaminon, and the uncle it says over there, Krum Yama, Shemariyaso, Domeliyam. Get it? That it's a color that looks like the yam. The high, the ain't she, oh, now it's the high, the ain't she, nechalin. The eye, why can't you eat? Oh, this Rashi's kick tell you. So why can't I eat it? The mitzvah lahamtin on a biyata omer. It's a mitzvah to wait. That's the fact. It's a mitzvah to wait. Do I have to wait? I don't have to wait. The mitzvah to wait. We're going to have that later on. Also, the Gemara is going to ask that question. How could you, Rish Lakish, say this on Tamaches? All the halachas of spirits of Omer are found in Menachem. Which we'll be learning that, by the way, during spirits of Omer this year. That's cool. So the Gemara is going to ask that later to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, what about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? And he's going to say, well, that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to wait. I'm not belittling that. I just hold the day itself is matir, therefore it's kosher, therefore you're going to bring it again. We're not violating the rule that the Mizbeach is getting something that you can't eat. Okay? Very good. Now, Haidir Rish Lakish, this din of Rish Lakish actually, lav b'feirush itmar, it wasn't said explicitly, ela mechal de itmar, it was actually pulling teeth to get this din, it doesn't make a difference really. What's the difference if it's Mechlal or Mechlal? I don't know the difference. Just telling you, Ditnan, because we learned, a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later on. Ein Mivin Minchas Bikurim, Minchas Behem, Akkodim LaOmer. You can't bring a Minchas Bikurim, you can't bring Bikurim, or a Minchas Behema. They changed the Girsi here. Or you can't bring the Minchas that come with the Behema from Chadash, Kodem HaOmer. Before the Omer, before the Omer, skip the parentheses. Vim heivin, if you did, puzzle, it's puzzle. Kodom shtei halechem, before you bring the shtei halechem on Shavuot, lo yavi, you can't bring bikurim and minchas. Vim heivi, kosher. But if you did that, that would be evidence kosher. Vamer of Yitzchak, Amar Rish Lakish, lo shano ela ba'ar ba'aser u'bachamisha aser. That's only true on the first 2 days of on the Erev Pesach and Pesach. Avil becham shisha asar, but on the 16th day in Havi, if you brought them, kosher, it's kosher. Avil, what do you see from all that? Alma kasavar, heir mizrach, matir. All you need is the day. Right? I have to wait. Yeah, the mitzvah to wait, especially if you need to wait. If you didn't wait, it's kosher. Okay, see, you lose out on that Indian of waiting. Okay. Next. Third answer. Rava Omar. Rava says, third pshat I got mincha. Right, Rav said it's no good at all. But we said he's wrong. Rav Shlokish said it's good, but you got to bring another one.
Rav Amar, Minchas Omer she comes to Shalosh Makshira, it's kosher. Vishiyahar and Ne'achalin, you're allowed to eat the Ne'achalin, you're allowed to eat the Shirayim. The Ain Shricha Minchas Omer Acher Latira. You don't have to bring another one. You know why? She ain't Machshav Moele, Ela B'mi Shiroy Lavoda. This the only time you require Machshava is for something. Ela B'mi Shiroy Lavoda. For something that's roy to do avoda, ubedaver haroy lavoda, ubemakom haroy lavoda. Okay, the only time you need lishma is the person has to be correct, the place has to be correct, and the time has to be correct. Now we explain. Bimisha roy lavoda lafuke koin balmum. Right? If a balmum brings the carbon, there's no issue of pickle. Why? Because he's not right to bring the avodah. He's not right to do the avodah. He's the wrong person. Ask the Chazon Ish, what do I need this limit for? Didn't we learn that in order for pickle to work, everything else has to be perfect? It's old news. Everything else has to be perfect. If something's not perfect, of course there's no pickle. We had that already, right? Everything has to be perfect. If it's not perfect, there's no pickle. What do I need rubber for? So very interesting. The Chazon Ish said, every time we said earlier that everything has to be perfect, there's no pickle, there's no curry. Still on a B-roll. Question would be, do you get Malkus? So here maybe it's possible you get Malkus, whole discussion about Malkus, if there's no curry, if they're Malkus. But the interesting Chazon Ish, whenever we said that everything has to be perfect, that's the curry. Of course it's offer. Next, Ubedaber Haroi, and something that's Roy, Lafuke Lavoda, Lafuke Minchas Haomer. Right? Delo Chazi, right? Delo Chazi, what does Delo Chazi mean? Delo Chazi, Dechidishu. What does it mean? Delo Chazi Dechidishu. It's not Roy, it's not fit for anything. Dechidishu, because it's a big Chidish. Rashi, look at Rashi. Ubedaber Haroy Lavoda. Kigon minchas chitin. Yeah, that's wheat. Aval minchas haomer shel seorim ene ruuya el lavoda du bulvad lahatir. Well, let me show carbon asya. What Rava says is minchas haomer is not a carbon. It looks like a carbon. It sounds like a carbon. It's not really a carbon. You know why? First of all, it's not done with wheat. Second of all, it's not done. It's not being makrav anything. All it's doing is being matir the chadash. So it's a big chiddush. That's why there's no problem with lishma. Now Rashi says like this: the mishua minchas sota. What about minchas sota? Doesn't minchas sota also have barley? What? So to Rashi, it says a big distinction. Lav rayahu. That's not a raya. The minchas sota kemach. That's flour. If the barley's made into flour, here v'shel omer geresh. You're bringing actual kernels of barley. Big difference. Right, Hayasot is made into flour. You're bringing flour. Here's not being flour. You don't have time for that. You just cut it that morning. Ba'od, delav avodahi, tal avoda, delavarar avon ka'asya. A sot is only coming, it's not also, it's a different thing. It's only coming to see if she sins. That's all it's doing. Bahai, the pasla, b'machshava, b'nachas k'nos, b'shum d'rachmana kriya chatos. The reason why, we had this Gemara. The reason why we said that a chatos, the reason why a minchas sota has to be lishma, is because we said yesterday, 2 days ago, it's called a chatos. That's the key to Eger right here. Right? If right there. You have the Gilgal Hashas right there. It's just tema. Temely. Ha minchas knos, lo ikri kla chatos.
A minchas sota is never called a chatos in the Torah. What's Rashi talking about?
So he gives a pasuk. He says maybe what Rashi means to say is that we... That, by the way, that's not even correct. We learned that the reason why a mincha sota has to be lishma is because of he. We made a gzeir shav, a he, to who, by chatos. So the Rebbe Kiv Eger, that must be what Rashi means to say. He must mean the he story. Okay. Rashi, ubumakom haroy lavoda, back to the Gemara. What does it mean, a makom roy lavoda? Lafuke nifkam hamizbeach. To exclude a situation if the mizbeach got a pagam in it. In other words, if a kohen was mafagel, the kemitah, when the mizbeach was broken, that's not a what? And the mincha doesn't become puzzle. Why not? But anyway, there's no mizbeach. Then when they fix the mizbeach, that pickle machshava goes away. So that's the reason, says Rava. That's not that issue. The second one. That's the reason why Omer doesn't have to be lishma. It's not really a carbon. It's not really a carbon, like a standard carbon. First of all, it's not out of wheat. Second of all, it's only done to be matzah the chadash. Therefore, lishma, we don't care about lishma, we don't need lishma, and therefore it's not about lishma. Okay, so the three of us love it. Next. Now, you can say, well, Tana Rabbanan. Kishu Omer min ha... Okay, in the first two psukim of Parshas Vayikra, it says twice, min ha bachar. The Gemara wants to know, why does it say twice? Why does it say twice? You repeat yourself. The Gemara says like this, Tana Rabbanan. Kishu Omer min ha bachar, lamata. It says min ha bachar in one pasuk, pasuk gimel. She'ein tamad lomar. You don't have to say that in pasuk gimel. Why? Because it's said in pasuk beis. Ella, laho, right? Pasuk alas has Vayikra shal emotion. So that doesn't count. Pasuk Beis has been min habakar, and Pasuk Gimel again repeats it by Korban Ola. Ma, Ella, she'ein tamad lomar. It wasn't necessary. Ella, shahotzi es hatreifa. The reason why it says bakar twice, to exclude a treifa. Gemara says, I need a pasuk to exclude a treifa? Vahalo dinhu, it's a kal v'chomer. Ma, balmum. A balmum. Shemuter es lehedyo, which is mutter to eat in my backyard, I could have a barbecue and I could shecht an animal, even if it has a mum, doesn't make a difference, right? A mum, big deal. Asura legavoa, that's asur for Hashem. You can't bring a mum to a carbon. The trefa, shasura lehedyo, ain't a din shasura legavoa. The trefa can't be, I can't eat it, certainly Hashem can't have it. What do we need a pasuk for? It's called a chomer. The Gemara says, well, wait a minute. Chelev adam yochichu. Chelev and dam will disprove me. Why? Shasurin lehedyot, chelav and dam are also to a hedyot, umutarin legavoa, and the mutter to a regular person, right? So maybe a treif is mutter to Hashem, even though I can't eat it. The Gemara says, wait a minute, ma chelav and dam shekin boyer mechal heder. Yeah, but they come from a kosher animal. Chelav and dam come from a kosher animal. So if you can't, right? They come from a kosher animal, right? That may therefore maybe a treifa can. I'm sorry. Toma betreifa shakula asura below tehem uteres legavoa, right? But a treifa, nothing's kosher about it. It's treif through and through. So the Gemara says, you know what? Malika tofia, Malika will prove I'm right. You know why? Shakula iser, the whole thing is aser. You can't, if you do Malika, you can't eat it. Vasa lehedyot, and it's aser for a hedyot. Umutu legavoa, and it's mutu legavoa, right? Therefore, I would say the same thing by a treifa. Just because you can't eat it, it doesn't mean Hashem can't take it. After all, Hashem takes Malika. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me not a treifa. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Mala Malika, she can't kiddushata osarta. But Malika is very unique. Why? Because we said this already. It's usher only in the Beit HaMikdash. Right? It's mutter only in the Beit HaMikdash. Masha ain't came with treifa, she ain't kiddushata asarta. Treifa's never mutter. Right? Therefore, the question goes back. Why do we need a pasuk to asur it? It's a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, the im hashavta, if you're going to upshlod by kal v'chomer, kishu omer min ha-bakar lamata, shein tamad lama lahot yet ha-treifa. So if you're going to call it upshlod with kal v'chomer, that's why I have a pasuk. Says the Gemara, my im hashavta, how are you going to upshlod my kal v'chomer? What are you going to do? What are you going to do to my kal v'chomer? So the Gemara says, Simon, Rekia, Mar, Oda, Lashishia. Right? How are you going to upload my kal v'chomer? What exactly are you going to do? Omar Rav, Yishum de Ikla Lameimar. That's the following. Minchas ha'omer tochiyah. That's what it's going to hear. The Minchas ha'omer will prove you wrong. Why? Asura lehedyot. It's asur for a hedyot. Umutaris lechavoa. And it's mutter for the basin for the mizbeah. I can't eat that omer. Why? Because it's still chadash. But I'm going to put on the mizbeah, right? So the Gemara says, "Wait a minute, Mala minchas omer kishkei materes chadash, right? But the minchas omer is mater chadash. That's why it goes on the mizbeah, right? What does treif do? Treif doesn't do anything. It's treif. What kind of pirch is that? So the Gemara says, "Well, what about shviyah? On shmita, we also bring an omer. That doesn't matter anything." Why? Because the Chadash is still Asa. Why? Because it's Shemitah. So you're telling me that Chadash is an exception. The Omer is an exception because it's Matir Chadash. That may be true. And Trefer's not Matir anything. But on Shvita it's not true. So the Gemara says, well, Shvita's Nami. She came at Teres Svichin for Shvita. It's Matir the Svichin, the growth that grow on their own. The Gemara says, well, hold on to Rebbe Akiva. The Omer Svichin is the Surah of Shvita. It's awesome. Right? Therefore, I have found you a case. I have found you a case that something is usur, yet it goes on the mizbeach. What's that called? Omer. So too, maybe a trefa, even though it's usur to you, could go on the mizbeach. Therefore, I have a pasuk. Therefore, I have a kavach omer. Therefore, I have a pasuk. Amalei Rav Acha, braid the rubble of Rav Ashi. Rabbi Akiva Nami Lifra. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you also have a kasha. Ma'ala mincha to Omer, shekin materes chadosh b'chutz laaretz. But at least it's ma'asa the chadosh and chutz laaretz. There's no shvita in chutz laaretz. So the Gemara says, b'afil l'man d'amar chadosh b'chutz laaretz lav d'oraisa, even if you want to tell me, chadosh and chutz laaretz, it's not d'oraisa. Shekin bol lahatir lav shebesocha, doesn't the Omer matter itself? Doesn't the Omer that you bring matter itself? Well, after all, the Kahanim can eat the Shirayim. The Gemara says that question doesn't make any sense. If that's true, Trefa Nami Tikarib Batasar Halav Shabasocha? What, a Trefa matters itself? I bring a Trefa to eat the rest of the animal? That doesn't make any sense. I don't want to do that. What kind of thing is it? The Omer's matter itself? That doesn't make any sense. Ella Parachachi. Here's the question. Ma Lamincha to Omer Shikim Mitzvah of Akach. A Mincha to Omer, that's the mitzvah. That's what Hashem told you to do. Told you to do it. By a treifa, there's no mitzvah to bring a treifa. What kind of mitzvah is there? No mitzvah at all. Bring a different animal. Right? There's no mitzvah at all. Therefore, if it's usher for a hedyot, it's usher also for the gevoah, and we've upslugged the kal v'chomer. What kind of kal v'chomer is that? The answer is, because the mincha, that's the mitzvah. If it's the mitzvah, what do you want? It's a rule breaker. That's the mitzvah. We're gonna have this five times now with different things are mitzvah. Shabbat, tzitzit. We're gonna stop here, right? That's the answer. It's a mitzvah. What can I tell you? Treifa's not a mitzvah. Therefore, there's no kal v'chomer. Okay, and we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Yeah.